There's a lot of donations given out today, and let's find a little bit more about that.
All right. I'm Kaylin Fries, and I am one of the fifth grade teachers at Mulbridge Pollock Upper Elementary. I am one of the teachers that heads up the business fair. Our students spent 14 weeks this year working on their businesses from the ground up. So business names, slogans, logos, what their booth's going to look like. They worked on customer service. They worked on their products. And on April 25th, we had our fourth annual business fair where they were able to bring all of this together and sell their products. Something unique about our business fair is this is something that is completely funded by our students that are in our classroom. So after they calculate their profits and we donate, we hold a certain amount of money that is able to work for next year. So the money is used for students who need financial assistance in finding products or items to make products. It is also for startup funds to help those students the next year. Our students do all of the legwork and the back work to it. It is something that is done through their hard-earned effort. Our school is supportive of us in what we do, but our students are the ones that make this all happen. And they are the ones who do all the selling and all of the legwork to be able to make it possible and be successful.
So how much did you raise this year?
We raised a little over $4,500. I think it was $4,534, which is the most that we have ever raised. It is very fun to watch after 4 years, where we started 4 years ago to where we are now. It has gotten bigger and better. Our students have broadened their horizons, have stepped outside the box, and have created some of the most fabulous products I have seen. With the money that they raised and the amount that they raised, they were incredibly proud of themselves for what they did. For us to see that number tallied at the end as a total was astonishing. They were clapping, they were cheering for it, and as teachers, Miss Kay and I were incredibly proud of our students for what they did. It is an honor to work with them in this endeavor that they did.
Now, you donated $4,000. Where did that money go to?
Yeah, so we donated $800 to five different charities and organizations. The first one is our volunteer fire department. The second one was the Mulbridge Shriners. The third organization was our Mulbridge Pollock PTO, who gives back into our school system. We also had the fourth charity organization was our pool. And the last one is the Angel Fund, which is a fund that is set apart in our school. And it is to help students and families who have negative balances for their lunch and breakfast. So the $800 is going to go and pay off some of that debt to be able to help out the families in our district.
So you've seen this come from big to smaller. And what's your expectation for next year?
Oh, man, bigger and better. I am excited. It's already a year away to think about it, but I'm excited to see what the students next year, their creativity. I'm excited to see what they are going to put together. I am truthfully ready for it already. It is one of the best parts of our fifth grade year, seeing the students come alive in a different way than just inside the classroom. And I'm excited to challenge those fourth grade students. I am excited to be able to see another business fair and the community. I mean, I have to give a huge thanks to our community, our staff members and our students. They are what makes this possible. We had, when we opened the doors shortly before 10:30, there was a line all the way out to the road. I mean, like the fire hydrant heading towards the hill road. And to see them so excited to come in and buy things was absolutely amazing to see. So thank you to everybody who has bought from us, supported us throughout our 4 years. It's you guys who make this possible for us.
Well, thanks for what you do.
Yes, thank you so much.